The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in doing breath meditation, in doing this Anapanasati over these weeks, from one perspective we're going through it slowly, from another perspective we're going through it quickly. And I'm sure there's people who feel it both ways, one way or the other. And from the slow perspective, we're putting together slowly, piece by piece, the alphabet for breath meditation, all the little basic elements, learning. You know, once you learn the alphabet, that gives you access to a tremendous wealth of knowledge, potential for communication, writing, reading, understanding, all kinds of things that come alive with reading and writing. And so in the same way, we're learning kind of the basic elements, the alphabet in the sense of all the little things to notice and be aware of as we're breathing. And then slowly over time, these begin to be put together. And after a while, it's, you know, you can read a book pretty quickly or easily maybe. And so after a while, we get a sense of all the little elements, how they come together and create the grammar of meditation, create the sentences of spirituality and freedom. So we're going to continue and our education in the elements of breathing in meditation. So to assume a meditation posture and taking a few moments to settle into your posture, to maybe sway a little bit, front and back, forward, sideways. Maybe twisting a little bit, maybe making small adjustments so that the weight and the way your body is organized can be one that is settling for you, that allows certain things to settle. And so that taking your meditation posture is a little bit of a homecoming, or a little coming to a place where you have some modicum of contentment. And so taking the time to feel that, not to be in a hurry in meditation and overlook the basic establishing your posture. And in doing so, establish a mindfulness of the body. Establish a degree of embodiment in this posture. And then to close your eyes and take a few moments to feel this body. Sense what's happening in the body. All the different kinds of sensations that come alive in the body. And don't focus on any particular one. Just let your attention roam around, taking it all in. And if in doing so there are still some small adjustments in the posture, it can still be a good thing to do. And then ever so gently, ever so lightly, bring your awareness close to your breathing. Not headlong into it, just kind of on the edges of it, maybe. And begin feeling the experience of the body breathing. Maybe coming to the breathing through your back and from there towards the front. Lightly, slowly. And taking a few moments to familiarize yourself with how the body's breathing. And letting your attention quietly roam around the various places in the body where the movements and the pressures and the release of pressures appear that are associated with breathing. And perhaps as you exhale, there's some places in your body that the breathing can relax more. A release as you exhale. Perhaps as you exhale, there can be a softening in the breathing body. And feeling more fully the experience of inhaling. And ever so gently, as you inhale, inhale more fully, longer inhale. So as you inhale, the chest expands more fully. Maybe there's a lifting of the shoulders. And not breathing in so fully or deeply that you get winded. In a relaxed way. And as you inhale, see if you can notice if there's any upwelling feelings, a way in which energy in your body or a lightening feeling of lightness, a feeling of movement that lifts upward through your torso and up towards the head. A little movement that is energizing. Perhaps as you breathe in a little deeper than usual, there's a movement towards greater clarity. Especially if you let the thinking mind get quiet as you feel it more fully. An energetics that moves in the direction of waking you up, awakening a clarity and a lightness. And if you do this deeper breathing, just very slightly, is there anything that feels pleasant in doing so? In the upwelling, is there an upwelling that brings pleasure or pleasantness? Maybe even delight? Some people might feel things get brighter, a little bit more light in the mind. Letting your breathing return to normal. But still, on the inhale, is there any upwelling feelings that occur in your body? Ever so slightly, a movement which lifts and straightens the spine. And then as you exhale, ride the exhale with a very simple, quiet to feel the releasing, the relaxing. And then on the inhale, to receive and allow the upwelling of energy, of brightness, lightness. Receive it with the receiving of the in-breath. A releasing as you exhale that releases the edges of your body. Releases tension in your body. Where you release into a tingling vibration, warmth, softness in the body, perhaps. And then receiving, allowing the upwelling of in-breath, of the inhale. The exhale tends to be more for relaxation. the inhale more for energizing or brightening. And as you're breathing, is there any feelings of pleasure, pleasantness, joy that comes along with the body breathing in, the body exhaling? Allow that pleasure to flow through your body as you inhale. Maybe flowing in an upward direction or outwards. Maybe it flows downwards as you exhale, receive and let it spread through the inhale, and ride on it as it in the exhale, let it flow. It could be very subtle tingling and warmth, feeling of goodness, pleasure. And as you breathe with a quiet mind, letting your thinking become very quiet and sensitive, so you're sensitive to feeling the pleasure that might be here with your in-breaths and out-breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. There may also be unpleasant sensations as you're sitting here. Don't ignore that they're there, but don't give them any real attention. Let your attention go with the pleasant sensations of breathing, the pleasant sensations of just sitting here in your body, as if they are big enough to hold what's unpleasant, as if they are a tender caring for what's difficult. And if the mind wanders off in thought, let yourself have a homecoming into what's pleasant, enjoyable, contentful in your body as you breathe. And as we come to the end of a sitting, perhaps with this light touch, a light touch with the breathing. And the breathing, as it moves through your body, letting it have a light touch on whatever is tender or difficult in your body. Very tenderly touch it with your breathing. Touch it with your light awareness. Just a light touch of recognition, of accompaniment, so that whatever pleasantness and joy there is, contentment, it shares itself tenderly with what is difficult. What is not so pleasant. And in our capacity to sit here quietly, contentedly, openly, maybe softly, many different ways of you might feel at the end of a meditation. Can you now lightly, tenderly, just lightly touching, opening to the suffering of the world? Just touch the edge of it, edges of it. No need to go into the middle of it. Challenges of our people you know and don't know around the world. A gentle, soft touch on the edges of their suffering, arising out of your soft, light awareness, soft, light breathing. So their suffering doesn't disturb you, and you don't disturb them, but you're there to accompany, to recognize, to clearly see. Ah, the world suffers. And then perhaps, from whatever tenderness you have towards the suffering world, a tenderness that maybe comes from that's seated in a place of meditative contentment, meditative ease or settledness. And allow your compassion and care and goodwill maybe to take the form of wishing well for others, wishing them happiness, freedom from suffering, wishing them health and well-being. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free. And may all beings live together in goodwill. So a couple of words kind of to end this meditation before switching to the talk. Because of the nature of these 16 steps of Anapanasati, you know, there's more to teach as we go along, and so maybe I'll be talking more, guiding more in meditation than maybe than usual. And what you might want to do and consider is to, if it works for your life, is to meditate a second time during the day, even if it's just 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or another half an hour, and perhaps having a little more practice with what we're doing in this guided meditation, and or build with it, or allow for more of it to kind of percolate and develop, and then it might you might find that it supports you more when you come. So you have back to the guided meditation, and also you might appreciate the time to have more silence to explore this on your own.